Digital. Smooth Radio.
Classic FM.
Radio X. LBC.
Capital Extra.
Gold. Globals. Make some noise for those who don't get heard. This is Heart.
Good morning. Merry Friday. We are Dixie and Emma. So, last year, we asked you to join us to make a difference to the lives of children here in Yorkshire and across the UK for Heart's charity, Make Some Noise. Your support was phenomenal. We raised a stunning £3.5 million and we gave a voice to some brilliant small charities that otherwise would never get heard.
In 4 weeks' time, Make Some Noise Day is back. We've got loads of surprises planned, and there are loads of ways that you can get involved. Your support really does make a huge difference, because throughout the country, there are hundreds of incredible small charities supporting children and young people who suffer from illness, disability, or lack of opportunity.
These small charities desperately need our support. Charities like the Child Brain Injury Trust, which runs out of both Leeds and Sheffield Children's Hospitals. The Lily Foundation, who support families of children all across Yorkshire. And young adult carers like Shannon, who we went to meet at Carers Leeds.
I'm Shannon and I care for my dad. So my daily routine at home is, when he is home, is helping him get dressed, helping him with daily stuff like doing the washing up, cooking, doing laundry, cleaning up if he's had an accident, helping him up to the toilet because he can't use his legs. So it means I have to push a 68-year-old man who is much heavier than me up a set of stairs. I work a 36-hour week. So I'm up for out of the building for eight. All the while before that, I'm sorting tablets out, sorting them out, and then do a 10-hour shift with children because I work in childcare, come home and do all that again, and by 9 o'clock I'm probably just about to start to sit down to eat, but by that point I'm that knackered, I just think, oh, I won't bother eating, so I'm straight to bed. When he's ill, I don't like ringing help because he's my dad, and I know I'm his carer, but I do not want to send my dad to hospital because the few times he's been in, there's been a few chances where he's not coming out and this could be it. But I don't want to give up on him because, like I say, it's just been me and him for 22 years and he's not once given up on me, no matter how many times it got difficult. When there wasn't much money going round and Christmas and birthdays were hard, he always made sure that I was happy, and I feel awful if I turned round and went, right, I'm washing my hands now. I won't even say what's going on now as a problem anymore, it's just my life. It's just the way my life is. I'll stay up till every hour in the morning if I have to, if he's not well or he's scared or he's just worried about stuff. I don't see him as my dad anymore. I see him, like, I know it sounds really stupid, but he's the strongest person in my life because it's just me and him in Leeds. And to see him the way he is now, to see him, I need to help him get dressed, to see him, I have to wipe his bum to feed him. And he hates the fact that I've got to do that now, and he gets really annoyed, and I thought I'd never break. I thought I'd carry on being able to do everything and support everyone for it. And then everything just got too much and I had a mental breakdown, and I've never felt so pathetic to sit and speak to a doctor. It's broke me a little bit. Most people have said to me, I'd have broke way before you have, and I just feel like I've let myself down for not just carrying on. But it's just going to take a while for me now, I think, to find myself again. It's people that donate money that make my life a little bit easier. It means I can go on trips and I can see people and talk to people that know I'm going through. And it means that I don't feel alone.
That's why Make Some Noise is so important. People like Shannon need your support.
And that's why this year we have decided to do the biggest and bravest thing we've ever done on Heart. Don't go anywhere. We've got that massive news for you next.
Tune in.
Chip in and change your lives.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
This is me.
its heart, we are Dixie and Emma. So, in 3 weeks' time then, we've decided to do the biggest and bravest thing we've ever done on Heart. Emma, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it. Ah!
Heart's Coast to Coast Challenge. Witboxed.co.uk.
Right. I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but this year, to raise money for Heart's charity Make Some Noise, I am going to take on the ultimate physical challenge. I am going to paddle and pedal the width of the country from coast to coast, Liverpool to Goole, 163 miles in just 5 days.
And there you go. Heart's Coast to Coast Challenge is happening. Now, Emma has never kayaked before. She's not great on a bike either. And she also has the shortest arms that I've ever seen on a human lady. So, good luck to us all. Emma is going to start her Coast to Coast Challenge on Monday, 1st of October. She'll be on the go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, enduring 163 miles of canals, canal paths, and rivers in just 5 days. This has never been done in that time before. Emma.
Yes, Dixie.
I know I shouldn't ask, but how are you feeling right now?
Not great, to be honest. Could I also take this opportunity, though, to say a massive thank you to Boxed.co.uk, a brilliant Yorkshire boiler company who are supporting me throughout this challenge.
Yeah, Boxed. That's B-O-X-T. Number one on Trustpilot for heating and gas installation. They're the ones who've made this possible. So if you're going to get a boiler, we recommend you get it from them because they're nice.
So 3 weeks then, till Heart's Coast to Coast Challenge. Ah!
This is ridiculous. Yorkshire, I know you'll help us with this. You've got big hearts, and we really need your love and support with this one. Together, we can help give disadvantaged children and young people a brighter future.
Tune in. Chip in
and change your lives. Turn up the feel good.
This is Heart.
Where should we run to? We got the world in our hands and we're ready to play. They say we're wasted, but how can we waste it if we're loving every day?